Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
Who is God today? Who really is God today? You know, we hear all the bad news and we hear some good news and we hear all kinds of different news. But my thought went through me that all good news is not all good news. All bad news is not all bad news. Most of the time, good news is good news, but it's not like that all the time. But bad news can be bad news all the time. But one thing that I can tell you for sure is that God has not changed, and that's the good news. The devil is still fighting, and that's the bad news. But we are victorious, and that's the good news. Amen? I read a story about a farmer that went to his banker one day, and he announced that he had some bad news and he had some good news. First, the bad news. Well, said the farmer, I can't make my mortgage payment, and that the crop loan that I've taken out for the past 10 years, I can't pay it off either. Not only that, but I won't be able to pay you the couple hundred thousand dollars that I still have outstanding on my tractors and the equipment. So I'm going to have to give up the farm and turn it all over to you again for whatever you can salvage out of it. Silence prevailed. In a minute, the banker looked back at him and he said, "What is the good news? What is the good news? You said you had good news. You had bad news. What's the good news?" "The good news is," the farmer said, "I'm still going to keep my banking with you." Amen today. You know, who is God today? Who is God in this day and in this hour? And then I begin to put some scriptures together and I begin to look at this. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, it says, "For unto you a child is born, and unto you a son is given. And the governor will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That is who God is to us today. I want to read that one more time before we break it down a little bit. But it said, "For unto us a child is born." Unto us. Did you hear what I said? It says, "Unto us a child is given. And the governor will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. His name is the Prince of Peace." That ought to make any people, that's God's people, rejoice to know and to realize what God really is to you and to me. Oh, yes, we have our problems, and yes, we have our trials, and yes, we have our heartaches, and we have our things that disappointment. And you know what, today, and I read this a long time ago, but I'm going to read it again because it really makes sense. But if Satan had a journal, had a paper down in hell, it might read something like this. The headlines might say, "President Satan is winning the battle over the church world." It was reported in the Satan Journal by hell spokesman that President Satan has been quoted as saying that he is winning the battle against the church. The church that he is finally convincing people of all ages that it's no longer important to attend service. It's no longer important for them to read their Bibles. It's no longer to pay attention to the Bible that says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together." That is what he is telling the world, that Jesus was not the Messiah, but just a man. That God doesn't love you anymore, and everybody is doomed. President Satan is quoted as saying, he is is all powerful. He's going to prevail against the church, and there is no hope or peace or safety for the church. End of quote, Satan. Oh, but church today, if heaven had a journal, it might read something like this: Christ the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, has been quoted saying, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He's also been quoted as saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He might have been quoted as saying, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus in this journal may be saying, the thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but I, Jesus, have come that the church might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh yes, the world is saying we're full of bad news, and there is. The world is saying this is going on and that's going on, and it is. Oh, but church today, we can still stand upon the rock because we know who God is in each and every one of our lives. Somebody needs to shout amen this morning. Yeah. Church today, somebody needs to raise their arms and give glory and praise and honor because we know who Jesus is today. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead, church. He's still alive. I'm not going any further until I get the look in my eyes from the congregation that you know God's not dead. The devil can say what he wants. The enemy can say what he wants. The enemy can say in his journal that the world's going down. But Jesus said in his word that anyone that believes and are saved, we are going up. We are going up. We are going up. Heaven and earth. Oh, church today, we are going up. Gravity's going to release its hold. And Brother Paul, we're going to walk down streets of gold. We're going to see the King of Kings. We're going to see the Lord of Lords. We're going to really know who God is one of these days. Each of these descriptions give us a different aspect of the word that God wants to do in our lives. The first thing that he said is his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. I was laying in bed last night and was half asleep and half awake and was watching a TV. Well, it was either on, not sure what was going on. And then I looked over and I heard this noise coming out of my ears. And I looked over and I said, what'd you say, Lori? And she said, I wasn't saying nothing to you. I was just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then she looked at me. She said, don't you every once in a while just want to say Jesus? Why is that? Because his name is wonderful. Oh, church today, there's power in the name of Jesus because his name is wonderful. There's not a name under heaven greater than the almighty name of Jesus Christ, and that's the God that we're serving. Oh, church, stand to your feet this morning and give him praise. Lift your arms and give him praise and give him honor and give him glory today because
glory
his name is
God.
Wonderful.
Glory to God.
Oh, his name is wonderful today. Hallelujah. Oh, shout out to the mountaintops. His name is wonderful today.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
you may be
God.
Seated for a few minutes.
Glory
his name is
God.
Wonderful. This word comes from the root word wonder, which means a sense of awe. Jesus wants to bring a sense of awe and wants to bring us wonder within our lives. No longer do we have to look for a cheap substitute. No longer do we have to try to turn to the world for enjoyment. No longer do we have to turn to the world to try to get our mix, our fix, but we can come to Jesus Christ because his name is wonderful. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, saints, today there's overcoming power in the name of Jesus because of his wonderful name. His name, it says, second one, it said his name is Counselor. Did you know that the Almighty God, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father wants to give you a personal counsel and a personal a direction? I was talking to my doctor the other day, and I had been on some sort of diet, and she got pretty upset with me because I wasn't eating enough, believe that or not. I wasn't eating enough, and she said, I want to get you into what they call at the VA. A move program. In other words, this program is a program where you get up and you move. You do different things and you do different things. She said you can either do that or you can have a one-on-one talk with a dietitian. That sounded a whole lot better to me than start moving. I said, give me the one-on-one. They called the other day, set up the appointment, and now I've got an appointment and I have a one-on-one with a dietitian. Church, today you can try everything within this world that you want to try. You can move this way, move that way, move up, down, any way you want to go. But the best thing to do is have a direct talk with Jesus Christ and be connected to him. Have a great conversation. Just sit down. It doesn't have to be where you have to just get on your knees all the time, even though that is so important. But just begin to whisper the name of Jesus. Because my Bible tells me that at the name of Jesus, every devil in hell trembles because of the power that there is in this man called Jesus, because of the victory that there is in this man called Jesus. He is our counselor. Psalm 73:24 says, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me into glory. After you have that counsel. Oh, church, today we don't have to look for the fake substitutes anymore. Oh, we don't have to worry about how much money we make. We don't have to worry about how big of a house we live in. We don't have to realize how big of a beautiful car that we have. Oh, but if we have victory and power and direction from the name of this man called Jesus, there's not enough devils in hell to bring us down. Number three, it says his name is Mighty God. His name is a mighty God. That means that Jesus, listen to me today, the Almighty God, his name is a mighty God. That means that Jesus has, take this to heart, Jesus has unlimited power for you and for me. There are times when you probably have thought that it's very hard to live a Christian life. You may look at your friends and you may look at the people in your lives and you think, oh, well, they've got this, they've got that, they've got the other, and here I am struggling. Oh, but church, let me tell you what, the trials and the troubles and the heartaches and the pains and the sickness and the disappointments down here on this earth are not going to be compared to what we're going to receive in glory one of these days. I've got a mother on the other side that I can't wait to see. I've got a brother on the other side that I can't wait to see. I've got a sister on the other side that I can't wait to see. I've got grandparents on the other side that I'm looking forward to seeing. And I know that they're going to be welcoming me in when I finally get into the heavens. But most of all, I'm going to stand before Jesus. Most of all, church, we're going to stand before Jesus. Most of all, church, I said we're going to stand before Jesus. That ought to make anybody sing and shout today. And we're going to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, but I will make you ruler over many things. Into the joys of my Lord. Why? Because he's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. Next it says that he is called the everlasting Father, because Christ came to die on the cross and pay for your sins and raise again from the dead. You have an everlasting Father, one who will be with you forever. He will not forget about you. He will always be there to guide and to help you through the life you're living in today. I'm talking about an everlasting Father that loves you so very much. You know, I may talk a lot about my dad, but you know, he's my hero. He's the most important man in my life. You know what? Yesterday, Terry and I split. Mowing his lawn. Terry will mow it on Wednesdays, and I'll kind of go over on the Saturdays and freshen it up a little bit. Yesterday, I went over and I didn't even go to that in the house and was just walking around the back. And there my dad was sitting on the back porch reading the Word of God just in the cool of the morning. And he asked me what I was doing. Of course, he knew I was coming to mow the lawn. And I said, well, I've been a little weak and I've been a little down. He said, you don't have to mow the lawn. You don't have to take care of it. And I said, no, but I want to. And Lori and I can get this knocked out in just a little bit. It's because my father concerned about my health, concerned about my well-being, even though he's going through the things that he's going through. And I might add that the devil's a liar and victory's going to come completely to his life. Why? Because we're a God-believing church. We believe that God's going to be able to heal, God's going to be able to take, and God's going to have him stand behind this pulpit again one day and preach heaven real, hell hot, eternity long, and victory in the hearts and the lives of the people. Oh, but church, you know, if my heavenly Father or my earthly Father cares that much for me, why does not you believe that our heavenly Father means more to us than we are his children? He died upon the cross for you and for me. He gave his life that you and I might have life. Church, today we might go to him. And I don't know, God might kind of speak to us, what's going on? What's going on? Oh God, I'm a little tired today. Oh God, I'm a little weak today. Lord, I'm a little forlorn today, and I really don't know what to do. You know what? I can guarantee you one thing. He's not going to say, just sit around today and don't pray. He's not going to say, don't sit around and read your Bible. But he's going to say, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's going to say, there's victory in the name of Jesus. He's going to say, there's power in the name of Jesus. He's going to say this because he is my everlasting God and my everlasting Father today. Last of all, it says, and his name is the Prince of Peace. Certainly, we live in frightening times. It finally got to the place, you know, where I just quit listening to the news completely. I'll see what's going on in the weather, and outside of that, I really don't pay any attention. I used to watch CNN all the time and Fox all the time, and I wanted to know what's going on. You know what? I just quit watching it. Because there's nothing that's going to lift you up. There's nothing that's going to give you a sense of security. There's nothing in that news that's going to do you any good. Yes, we live in frightening times, and we look at the world and we see everything that's going wrong. How we need peace within our lives. How we need peace within our lives. You know, we can get to the place, Lori and I go on our jobs every day, and before I leave the house, I always pray that God will bring us home safely for the evening. I always pray that the hand of God would rest upon us, and then we go out into the world. She does her job, I do my job. And you know, you get anxious and you know you're going through. We're not like Brother Paul that can go out and sit on a fishing bank and just throw the rod and reel in and just say, it doesn't make any difference if he catches anything or not. It's just that security and that rod and reel. But we we go up on our jobs and we go here, we go there. But you know what? When I'm finally on my way home and I walk in my door, my house at night, I feel safety again. Church, today we're in a world that's full of turmoil and we're in a world that's full of trouble. We're in a world that is doomed if Satan has his way. But I'm thankful today that we can walk into the Lord's house and we can find safety and we can find peace and we can find joy and we can find contentment because there's peace and there's safety in the name of Jesus today. We sing the song, "Take This Whole World, But Give Me Jesus." And I think sometimes we just sing the words and don't know what it really means. We sing songs and Sister Frieda leads us in songs and sometimes I think we might just kind of take them for granted because there's words, but there is ministry in those words. There is a sense of security in the words that we sing. It's not that we're up here trying to make a show or being the very best that the world has to offer, but we come to give praise. Oh yes, if Leo had his way, we'd practice about 10 hours a day just to make sure everything was down perfect because he likes that perfectness. Oh, but church today, if we begin to stop and think the songs that we sing and stop and realize the verse and the things that it's saying, we can find safety and peace in the eyes of God. I have so much more, but I want every head bowed and every eye closed for a few minutes this morning.
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message, and in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.